Schools felt the effect of Michigan's economic distress of the past decade as much as any other aspect of government, with annual per-pupil allocations either cut or frozen. Now that a budget surplus and an improved economy has led to increases in those dollars, educators such as Zeeland School Superintendent Calvin DeKuyper are planning their 2015 academic spending plans with more cash from the Capitol.
We can at least plan on some type of help where in the past we really went into this time of the year and we anticipated no help. In fact, we've probably handled the last three budgets assuming zeros. And this year, we think we can plan ahead at least with some type of a help.
There's also been a call in the legislature to reform our public schools are funded in Michigan, although it's not known whether or not such changes will be enacted this year. A nearly full slate of prep girls, boys, round ball doubleheaders are on tap this evening, with only Calvary Schools of Holland taking the night off. The Holland Christian and Holland boys game is on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com, with Greg Chandler calling the action at 7:10 p.m. Other matchups include East Kentwood at West Ottawa, Grand Rapids Union at Zeeland East, Zeeland West at Hamilton, Saugatuck at Bangor, Martin at Fenville, and Algoma Christian at Black River. In state major college basketball, Detroit visits Oakland this evening. Here are a couple of Hope College basketball games from DeVos Fieldhouse tomorrow on our FM station 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com with Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince. Starting at 2:40 p.m. with the Flying Dutch entertaining Trine, followed at 7:10 p.m. with the Flying Dutchman welcoming Alma. The NBA takes the weekend off for Sunday's All-Star Game in New Orleans, with the Detroit Pistons returning to action on Tuesday evening versus Charlotte and the Chicago Bulls visiting Toronto on Wednesday night. The Grand Rapids Griffins open up a two-night, two-game series with visiting San Antonio at Panhandle Arena this evening. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for snow showers this afternoon with a high of 24. Cloudy skies overnight. Snow showers will develop, though, with a low of 10. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high 21. Mostly cloudy again on Sunday, high 24. Temperatures above freezing for the early and mid part of next week. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 14.